Doctor Who and the Terror of the Autons. Written by Terence Dix, read by Jeffrey Beavers. Chapter 1. The Terror Begins. Luigi Rossini came down the steps of his caravan and looked about him with satisfaction. Most people wouldn't have seen much cause for pleasure, a tatty little circus setting up in a muddy field. But Luigi Rossini, who had been born Lou Ross in Hoxton 50 years ago, saw things differently. The wagons and caravans might be worn and shabby, the elephants old and tired, the lions and tigers mangy, but the Circus Rossini was his. He was the boss, and that was what Luigi Rossini enjoyed. The little circus never made very much money. It was too small to book the profitable sites and had to be content with little village greens and shabby suburban recreation grounds. But Rossini had his own way of making money. He hired only the deadbeats, the down-and-outs of the circus profession, those who, for one reason or another, could never get a job with the big, posh outfits. Some were too old or too incompetent. Some, like Tony, the strong man, were on the run from the police. Rossini hired them all, and paid them starvation wages, knowing they wouldn't dare to ask for more. All the profits went into his own pockets, paying for the flashy suits, the diamond rings and the big cigars that fitted Rossini's picture of himself as an international showman. Anyone who objected was soon beaten into submission by Rossini's big fists. He had a right to his perks. He was the boss, wasn't he? Things were looking particularly good this week. One of the bigger circuses...